After some pretty lean years, the city of Niagara Falls is getting $89 million in past due casino revenue. Mayor Paul Deister says while there's many needs, rules are in place for how the funds can be used.
For example, we can pay for a new fleet of police cars. We can pay for new fire equipment. We can fund economic development projects. We can pave streets. There's a whole pile of things that we were doing before with casino revenues that we're not doing now. I think the people of the city of Niagara Falls are feeling the pinch. I think we can get back to, as the governor said, get back in business, now in a big way.
The payout to Salamanca totals $34.5 million, which will keep the city from going bankrupt, according to Senator Catherine Young. She says the payment will also help schools and the region's economic growth.
And that's something that sometimes gets missed, is that the Seneca Nation of Indians and their businesses are economic drivers in the southern tier. They employ thousands of people, and so people in my district are able to go to work every day because of the Seneca Nation. And we want to protect those jobs. Every job is precious in New York State, but especially in the southern tier where we've struggled throughout the years. So this really is tremendous and remarkable for us.
The city of Buffalo's casino revenue payment totals $15.5 million, which Mayor Byron Brown calls great news. In a written statement, Brown said the revenue will put the city in an even stronger fiscal position and benefit residents. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.